Here at the Missouri State Fair, visiting today with Missouri Department of Agriculture Director Chris Chan. And Chris, I think last year at this time, we had, of course, the Junior Livestock Show, and I think I interviewed you sitting outside one of the barns. You were in a golf cart, and we did the interview there. And it's a lot different this year. We're back to normal, what we expect from Missouri State Fair. Sure feels good.
It does, and we've had wonderful weather. You know, we kind of got off to a rocky start there Thursday evening. We had a storm and kind of canceled our opening day parade and our concert that night. But, you know, after that, we had that one bad day, and things have really been great. The weather has been wonderful. It hasn't been too hot, and families are coming out and enjoying their day at the fair.
Lots of smiles I see, whether you go down on the Midway or anywhere around the fair, any of the buildings. A lot of families, like you said. You see a lot of smiles on the faces, and a lot of good food there, too.
There's a lot of great food here, and we've got a lot of people who it's their first time at the Missouri State Fair, and so we're really excited about that because it gives us an opportunity to showcase Missouri agriculture to a new audience. And so not only will you find great food at the State Fair, you're also going to find a lot of neat experiences here if you've never been here before.
Absolutely, and you know, what a great year for the fair. Being the bicentennial anniversary for the state of Missouri, what a great way to showcase that as well.
You're exactly right. And we have a lot of different bicentennial celebrations and exhibits here all across the state fairgrounds. It's kind of a scavenger hunt. Every building you go in, you'll find something different. And so we're really excited about that. We're also excited to once again be able to highlight our Missouri-grown products in the agriculture building. So we're excited about that. The MOAG building is actually featuring a lot of our Missouri-grown products in a cooking contest that they do every day at 2 o'clock. So not only do we have it in our ag building, but in our MOAG building. And for some of these producers, they had a really rough year during COVID. And so being able to be back here at the State Fair, where they have, you know, very loyal and dedicated customers who wait every year to come here and purchase their products, it's been great for us to see the smiles on their faces.
Speaking of Missouri grown, I'll have to get over to get my blueberry jam. I started buying that at the governor's conference and then one of the other conferences. And it's great, man. The only thing I don't get to eat as much because all my grandkids see that. I'll have to get a couple of jars, I guess.
You know, we have a lot of neat items over there, just like the blueberry jam. Every year we try to bring a new item into that store, and we always have the ones that everyone likes to see, but we also try to bring a new item in here and there as well. So I was in there just yesterday, and it was so crowded I couldn't even walk all the way through the store.
Oh, great. You will hear more of my interview with Missouri Ag Director Chris Chan on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. 6 out of 7 of Snow White's dwarfs are not happy. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.